This may come as a surprise for some, but as in the evaluation of a drug, for diagnostic tests also you have different phases of evaluation. Phase one is usually a proof of principle study, which is done in research and development in academia or in basic research labs. The study population is usually small, 100 patients maximum, and you usually have a group of diseased and a group of non-diseased to show that your test can distinguish between both. A phase two study will be an early evaluation of the test you developed in phase one. It usually has a case control design, meaning that you test diseased patients, non-diseased, including healthy non-endemic and healthy endemic controls, and some patients with diseases that could potentially cross-react, like malaria, schistosomiasis, etc. Here you usually have more than 100 patients per group. Finally, you have the phase 3 evaluation, where you evaluate your diagnostic test in clinical practice, meaning that you have a large-scale prospective study where you validate your test on a target population. The patients are consecutively enrolled or randomly selected, and you test at least 300 people. While the first two studies are usually performed on archived specimen in a retrospective manner, the third study has to be a prospective one.